Nous avons ici Yerushalmi, correspondant à Ramez Bavli, Daf Ayin Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tes, Madalas, 11 lines up from the foot of the page, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha. Yaakov Ba'acha, B'Shem Rabbi Yoshia, Dor Echad, Achadasar Shem Mamza, K'Rabbi Shimon, Kasha, V'Loi Dorash Asiri. Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, said that the 11th generation of a Mamza is kosher according to Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't expound the Gezer Shava of Asiri, means Trimonium A'avi, about which it explicitly says Ad Olam, forever. Tani, Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon, Aime, Dor Echadasar Shem Mamza, Zchorim, Asurim, Nekevois, Metoris. The vice of Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon, says that the 11th generation of a Mamza, males are forbidden, females are permitted. We learn from the Gezeirah Shavah to Ammonia Ma'avi, just like there, males are forbidden and females are permitted. Also here, males are forbidden and females are permitted. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Amal, Asya, Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun said that Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon, holds like Rabbi Meir. Tamad, Rabbi Meir, Amal, Gezeirah Shavah, Rabbi Makom, Shekosov, Ken Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, Gezeirah Shavah, Rabbi Makom, Shekosov. It's like Rabbi Meir says that a Gezeirah Shavah teaches all laws, like in the other place where it's written, that's the concept of Da Mina Mina. Rabbi Laza Rabbi Shimon says that Gezeirah Shavah teaches all laws, like the place where it's written. Man alone is Chorim Asurim, and a Kevus Metoris, Apacha, Chorim Asurim, and a Kevus Metoris. It's like there, males are forbidden and females are permitted. Also here, males are forbidden and females are permitted. Me'ata Filim Yad. If so, we should learn from Ammoni and Mayavi, also that females are permitted even immediately. Uvad, Me'asiri, Ulamalon, the answer is we need to learn from the Gezeirah Shavah only the past 10 generations. Shal es Rebeleze, Dor Hadassar Shem Mamza Mahu. They asked Rebeleze, what's the law of the 11th generation of a Mamza? Amalahen, Haviuli, Dor Shlishi Vani Matawi. Rebeleze says, bring to me a third generation Mamza and I'll permit him. Ma'atama Rebeleze, Deloi Chai, you should say. What's the reason of Rebeleze? It's because Mamzerim don't live to three generations. Asya de Beleza, Rabbi Chanina, Dama Rabbi Chanina, Achas, Leshishim, or Leshivim Shana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Deva Ba'olam, Mekala Mamzerehen, Noitleth Akshemim Ohen, Shulefarsim Es Chataehim. Beleza holds like Rabbi Chanina, that Chanina said that once in 60 or 70 years, Hashem brings a plague to the world, and it consumes all the Mamzerim and takes also some of the Kesherim with them, lest he publicize the sinners. Aifina, Kaida Amar Rabbi Levi, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, B'Mokim Asher, Tishachet Oy Ha'ilah, Tishachet Achatas, Lifnei Hashem, Shelefarsem as Achatoim. This is like Rabbi Levi said in the name of Rish Lokish, in the place that you slaughter the Oyla, that you should slaughter the Achatas before Hashem, not to publicize the sinners. People don't know that it's a chatas, they could think that it's an oila, since both are slaughtered in the north. The Gemara asks, why does it say, and also the chacham, he will bring bad? Is it not reasonable to say, and also the chacham, and he will bring good? The answer is the teacher that even the evil Hashem brings to the world, he brings it with a chokhmah. That pasuk continues, the pasuk in Yishayahu, and that pasuk base, that he didn't remove his plague. What's the reason? Because he arose against the house of the evildoers and the courtyard of those of the sinners, meaning to say it eradicates Mamzerim who come from sinners and those who help sinners or didn't protest against them. As you say now, we skip the next couple of lines. Rahuna Omar Ein Mamzer Chai Yosim Shloshim Yoim. Rahuna says that Mamzer does not live more than 30 days. Mamzer Katzalik Lahacha Shama Kalin Kain Mamzer Mamzerta. When Rabbi Zeru came here to Eretz Yisrael, he heard voices calling out, "This is a mamzer, this is a mamzeris." Amaroi Ma'u Kain, Hazila Ahi, to Rav Huna Amar, a mamzer chai, Yosim Shloshim Yoim. Zira said to them, can this be? If so, Ravuna's teaching is false, because Ravuna said that a mamza doesn't live more than 40 days. Meaning that how could people be calling out mamza when this means if they weren't discussing babies within 30 days? How could they think that no mamza lives 30 days? The Torah also forbids relations with a mamza to marry Kal Hashem. Relations only apply after the age of 3 or 9 years. And when Yaakov Ba'acha, Imcha Yisi, Zekad Amma, Rabbi Abba Ba'afuna, B'Shem Rav, E Mamza Chai Yisim Shloshim Yoim, Emes Habiz Manchein Mufursam. I, Imcha Yim Mufursam, Chaihu. Yaakov Ba'acha said to Zeira, I was with you when Rabbi Abba quoted Ba'afuna, quoting Rav to say that Mamza does not live more than 30 days, but when is this? It's when he's not well known, but if he's well known, then he could live. Yasa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Afla Asad Lavi, and Akadish Baruch Hu, Yitzhak, Ela Leshvato Shal Levi, my timer, by Yashav, Mitzaref, or Mitahel, Kesev, Vitir, Esbene, Levi, Vizikik, Oisam, Hule. We see, quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, even in the future, Hashem will deal with me, and Hashem will eradicate Psalim only from Shevet Levi. What's the source? It's a Pasuk in Malachi, Pe'et Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. And he shall sit refining and purifying silver, and he shall purify the children of Levi, and he shall purge them, etc. Uzzira says, like a man who drinks from a clean cup, his Levim serve Hashem, so they have to be purified. Uzzira said, because we're Levim, we should lose out, means Uzzira will be publicized. Said that even in the future Hashem will do staka with Shevet Levi, means overlook the psalim. And what's the source? It's the same pasuk as before, but it ends saying, and they shall be offering up an offering to Hashem with righteousness. Yochanan said that any family in which a psul was nishtak, which means it entered and was forgotten, we're not meticulous to expose it. Amma Rabbi Shimon bin Lakish, Masnitha Amma Kain, Mishbachas, Beis Svifa, Haisa, Be'eva Hayaldein, Say, Rishka ben Sion, Bezoya, Ba'oida Cheres, Haisa Sham, Mekaba ben Sion, Bezoya, Hafikain, Labikshu Chachamim, Lefarsamam. Rabbi Lakish supports it from a Mishnah that says that the family of Beis Svifa was in the Eva Yaldin in the Transjordan. Ben Sion distanced it by force. With another family, and he brought it close, means caused people to consider it to have proper lineage by force. Even so, Chacham didn't want to publicize it. However, Chacham hand over means the truth about them to their children and Talmidim twice in 7 years. Rabbi Yochanan said, I swear I know them, and Gedele Ador, Nishtaku, means were entered and were forgotten with them. Amma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, 5,000 avodim hayu lo lepashcho. Then Amma Hakayan, v'kulan nishtaku v'kuhuna, she say, hein hein aziponim she v'kuhuna. Yeshua ben Levi said there were 5,000 slaves of Pashcho ben Amma the Kayan, and all of them nishtaku means entered and were forgotten into kuhuna. These are the brazen kehanim. Amma Belaza, Ika Turunaya Shabahen, v'amcha Blaza says the primary lineage of Kahanim is in the brazen ones, and the Pasuk says in Hosea in Dalad, Perek Dalad Pasuk Dalad, and your nation is like the argumentative Kohen. Amr v'yabo, Shosh Yisri, Ayarois Nishtaku B'kusim V'yemei Ashmad, Amrin Adar Iroi Demushan Minayan Nihoin. V'yabo said that 13 cities of Nishtaka means they were forgotten, entered and forgotten with Kusim in the days of the royal decrees against Torah. They say the city of Meshan is amongst them.